Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Favor Life, the process of there where we walk by faith, not by sight, to the call, destiny, and purpose of God. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me on Blog Talk Radio. In this 15-minute empowerment, I'm going to encourage you in your kingdom walk of faith. I'm going to encourage you in that process. I'm going to encourage you in the place of your making, and that making place is the place where God gets us ready for our tomorrow. It's the place where he makes us and shapes us, and he allows us to understand his divine will, his word, his truth, and know that he is King of kings and Lord of lords. And because he is, the purpose of his divine will manifest in our lives as we trust him. We don't want to be like Israel, who basically rebelled against God's hand, God's instructions, God's will. We want to be like that new generation that calls the word of God to be alive, the decrees of God to be alive in their lives. And they walk by faith and not by sight, as we are to. And in this place where we are being made line upon precept and precept upon precept, God is the one who chooses. God is the one who chooses an individual, a family, or a nation for his glory. And he gets the glory out of them. Our their place, as I said before, is that place where he's making us for our tomorrow. He's getting us ready. He's allowing us to grow in the grace and the knowledge of who he is. And as we grow in the grace and the knowledge of who he is, he causes his divine will to be made known unto us in his truth. And our faith is being made more genuine than any precious gold or silver. Our faith is being made so genuine that it perseveres and it stands when everything else falls. Our faith in God and his word and his will stands, knowing that it will come to pass because God said it, and he is the reality of our lives. He said it, and it is so because he said so. And the Bible lets us understand and know if we have the faith of Abraham, believing in Christ Jesus, receiving him as Lord and Savior, then every promise of Abraham is ours. We understand and know that God is the only one who can do what he does in our lives. Abraham is one who was able to see what God was showing him in the spirit and manifest it by faith. Our faith in God and our faith in Jesus Christ says the same thing, that we are to have that type of faith that when God speaks it, we see it, we receive it, we know it, and we take that faith and we manifest what God is saying, walking it out, knowing that it will surely come to pass. God is the one that will cause favor to happen in our lives. That favor that we have is the type of favor that David had when he was in the cave of Adullam running from Saul. God wouldn't allow Saul or any enemy to touch David. God delivered him many, many times. He delivered him from the lion and the bear, and he delivered him from the Goliath and so many other enemies. And God was the one that when David went to the cave of Adullam, he sent 400 men besides his family to come and seek him out. And these men were the ones that stood beside him and gave him favor. He had favor with God and man, and they used that favor that he had to make sure that the will of God was done in David's life, that every victory that David won was their victory as well. And they saw that manifestation in their life with the blessings of God on their life because they aligned themselves to God's will concerning David. We see this type of favor also with Abraham. Abraham is the one that even when he didn't tell the truth to a king twice, God wouldn't allow that king or the men of that kingdom to touch Abraham, but they blessed him. And so we understand that we have that same type of favor. In the time that remains, I want to encourage you in your walk of faith and encourage you in your stand of victory that is through Christ Jesus. I want to talk to you about lordship And I want to talk to you about the Lord, the King. The Bible declares that God is the creator of heaven and earth. And because he is the creator of heaven and earth, everything in the earth belongs to him because he created the universe. He created the planets and everything in those planets. He created the seen and the unseen, the known and the unknown. He has created all of these things for his glory. And when you understand kingship, we operate in a democracy. Because we operate in a democracy, we try to keep treat the kingdom of God and God and his word in a democracy atmosphere and mindset and behaviors and conduct. And when you understand that you cannot do that in the kingdom of God, because God is a king, Jesus is a king. And so the Bible says in Romans 10, it lets us understand and know if we believe in our heart and confess with our mouth the lordship of Jesus Christ, the lordship, and to you understand that lordship means king. It means king. It means that he's Adonai. That means he's the owner. He's the ruler. He is the one that has the royalty of rulership. He's the master. He's the one who possesses all things because he had absolute power. He's the sovereign ruler. And when you understand that he's the sovereign ruler and what that means, when it comes to kings, kings are those, and there are very few kings, real kings, that are left in the world. But when they are, when you have kings, whatever territory they have is theirs. And they're the absolute ruler and owner of it, everything in it, whether it's natural, whether it's natural resources or human resources, whatever it is, they are the owners of it. And everything in that territory, kings like territory. And the Bible, when you read about kings, they like getting more territory because the territory shows glory of the king, the splendor of that king. And so everything in it, the wealth of that kingdom belonged to them. And the wealth was measured by the territory that they had. Well, the earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. He has made us, the Bible and tells us in the book of Revelations that he's made us kings and priests to rule in the earth because of the blood of Jesus Christ, because kings had to have that royal bloodline. Well, we've been purchased by Jesus Christ, by the blood of Jesus Christ. We've been born again. So the bloodline that we have in the spirit realm is the blood of Jesus Christ, making us kings and priests. And if God is the ruler of the heavens and the earth, then everything belongs to him. And because he's made us little G's, kings and priests, little kings and priests, little gods and priests, to him for his glory to rule in the earth and the sphere and the territory that he's given to us, we do not stand as others do. We do not stand not knowing what we have, not knowing our identity, not knowing what our God has said, not knowing that he rules and he reigns, but we speak declaring the word of God, knowing that he's given us all things fully. He's given us all things. He didn't spare his own son, but he's given us all things and all of these resources in the earth so that we can enjoy the life that he's given to us and take the territory and make the kingdom of God be that which is seen and known. And when you understand that, you operate with a different mentality. God is not poor. Kings were not poor. Kings did not go around saying, oh, I'm a poor king. No king and poverty were mentioned together. Kings were rich, and because they were, their territory, they believed in giving lavish gifts. They believed in and doing great things, and the king's rule, the king's decree was his word and his will. God's decree unto us is found through the word of God, and that is what stands. When a king said something, that decree was not broken. God's word is what has been given to us, and it cannot be broken. It will stand forever. It will stand unbreakable, unchangeable forever. When everything else passes away, the word of God will stand just like God will stand because it cannot fail. And so God wants us to realize and understand our authority, who we are, what's been given to us, and not allow the enemy's lies to be that which causes us to doubt the decree of God's word. His word stands forever. If God said something concerning our lives, then that must be what it is. And we can allow the enemy, who is not a king, but a prince of the air. He is under authority at the name of Jesus. He has to bow. He has to let go. He has to flee. And when you understand that, you don't allow his lies. You don't allow what he tries to do to sway you. You rest knowing my Father has already said it. The king has already said it. The territory is already his. Everything bows to his command. I stand instead of what he says, and I agree and I obey what he says and walk by faith, knowing that it is so because he said so. And I will see the manifestation of what he's declared and decreed over my life. I pull down every vain imagination. I pull down the lies, the tactics, the giant, the circumstance, the situation. And I command it to bow to the authority of the decree of God. What he has said must stand, must produce, must manifest in our lives, because he cannot lie and he cannot fail. Kings have legal ownership to the territory and the property. Whatever is in that territory belongs to the king. Every treasure of it belongs to the king. Kings rule and they command everything in their territory. They have absolute authority. They have absolute control over their property. They have absolute, and you have to understand that, the wealth of the king is measured by the wealth of the territory, of his territory, and everything that the king has, he can give it out as will, when he wants to, as he wants to whoever he wants to. And so we have a God that's saying, I'm king. Recognize that I'm king. Recognize that I am Lord. More than you just saying it, I am that, because I'm the creator of everything, and everything that was ever made, it was made by me. My kingdom will always be my kingdom. Let my kingdom come and my will be done in earth as it already is in heaven. God wants the echo of what is already established in heaven to be seen in the earth by the lives of those who are kingdom ambassadors. And they know who their king is, what their king's decree is, what their king's command is, and how they are to live and walk and operate by faith. In doing so, they pull down the things that they already have the title deed for that belongs to them in the earth, knowing that the king has already said, this is my divine will. And they do not allow the enemy of their life to make them afraid. They don't change their testimony. They don't allow the enemy's words to make them be afraid or confused, but they stand knowing the king said it, so that the decree of the king is established. It remains forever. And so because he said it, I align myself, I agree with it, and I command it to happen in my life. You do not have to bow to that circumstance, to the enemy of your life. What did the king say? What is his decree over your life? What is his word over your life? What did he say? Because his decree stands, because the earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. He's able to move people the way he wants to, how he wants to, because the territory belongs to him. He reigns on the just as well as the unjust. He holds the just and the unjust in his hands, and he can move them as he will for you, because what he says is his divine will, is his law, is his decree, is his will for our lives. And when our ways align, when our ways please God, he makes every enemy our footstool. And this is what you have to understand. If he makes it your footstool, then he's commanded you to be the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath, first and not last. He's commanded everything to work together for your good. He's commanded your ordained steps to move in the victory that has already been won. And you are to know that the Lord your God is good. You are to experience his goodness day in and day out. You are to know that even when you go through the fires, you will not be burned. When you go through the waters, you will not drown, because the Lord of hosts is with you, and he's spoken a word concerning your life. It's only a test. And as you obey and as you move through by faith, you will see that experience of goodness,
that experience of the greatness of God in your life manifested, because the King has decreed. And you have to know that the King's words will not fail you. I don't care what the enemy says, it will not fail you. And you have to know that. I am Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by the call destiny of God. Know that you've been made more than a conqueror, that you win because of the decree of the King. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Until next time, be blessed in Jesus' name.